Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hi.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Just say goodbye to Daniel. He started here as an intern.
Hey, you didn't say goodbye to me.
Oh, he's down there.
Where's he going?
He's leaving here and he's going to the game.
I got him a job at the game.
Yeah. Oh, good for him.
I know.
That's great.
He's a great kid.
And that's a great station.
It like is, and he'll
he's
be
stoked.
Yeah. Is he gonna work for the morning show, do you know? Or is he
There he is.
A couple hey, come over here. Thank you, Human.
Daniel was one of the first interns back when we
I think it was a couple months ago that Danny, who's the assistant program director from the game, was asking if we had any, they were low on board ops. They're 24 hours, you know, going on, so they have a lot of staff there. But they were looking for board operators, and so I know that he loves sports. Where do you intern or work over at NBC Bay Area Sports?
I do. I'm a news intern for the video editing team as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So he's a sports guy. Hooked him up with Danny. Danny really liked him. I'm like, oh, man. So now Danny wants him.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I need him.
Yeah.
So that's we are in the process.
You made the mistake of actually.
No, I'm not trying to keep anyone from their dream, though.
Right. No
you
doubt.
You know, I want him to move up and over. I mean, you've moved quite a bit in the last year, I guess.
Well, all I know is that if you work hard enough and you put on a smile at 3:30 a.m., you'll get anywhere.
That's right.
Yay. That's a good attitude. I like
way
that.
To go,
so they're
going to
have Danny wants him to be on their producing staff.
Oh.
Over at the game.
That's great. Well, continue with the hard work and the smiling, and I'm sure that you'll be...
I was going to say, always say yes, but so many dirty things happen now. You do need to consider no.
Yeah, once
sometimes
in a while, no.
You might have
sometimes
to say
you
no.
Say no.
But,
yeah.
But, you know, most of the time, you're going to work on Christmas, I'll do it.
I'll do it. I know. How many Christmases did you work when you
unzip
first started
your pants? No.
No. No.
Nope, you're going to do that yourself, sir.
Well, for you guys, I'll definitely always say yes. So
thanks again. Thank you so much.
Thank
Good luck to you. Make sure you keep us posted on what's going on.
I definitely
with your
will.
Career down there.
I definitely
we
will.
We just birthed another baby, you guys.
It's awesome.
Well, I won't let you down.
All right, cool.
I know that.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
Take
Daniel's
care.
He's great.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay.
I didn't even know that he was leaving. He said, well, this is my last. I'm like, what?
Well, I was telling Danny, I go, let me keep them through the holidays.
Yeah.
And so so I was going to tell Danny, okay, you can start him on Monday. He goes, what's his face?
Daniel
goes, oh, Monday's my birthday. Can we make it Tuesday? Of course we can.
That's funny. You're not going to be having your birthday off much.
Yeah,
after this.
That's going to be your last. You better enjoy that
enjoy
day
this
off.
One. You won't have that off for a
you're
while.
You're entering the meat grinder now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. Right. That's how I did it.
Yep. Everybody starts that way. You know,
all my
you
friends
have to...
used to, I'd be like, you guys, I got to work. They're like, you're a surf reporter, dude. What the hell?
I'm
like,
work.
You don't understand. I'm working my way up.
It's my big break.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I need to not screw up as I'm getting started.
Right.
Right. Well, anyway, that's, I mean, it's a total bittersweet thing. I'm super stoked for him, but I'm also like, oh.
Yeah. Well,
bye.
We had a new, I brought a kid over from promotions, Eddie.
Oh, yes.
Oh, who's now going to be a board operator. And then we have an interview today with another possible board op.
Oh, good.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah. If you have any board op skills out there,
yeah.
You know, contact our HR department for sure.
We could really use, actually, like a part-timer DJ.
Oh.
That would be great.
What happened to Mike Lightning?
You know what? Mike works on the weekends, Krems. He works on the weekends 3 to 7, but he has another job. He has a 9 to 5 job or 9 to 6 job.
We were just
that
talking
pays
about it
his bills.
With Marcus Osborne.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus Osborne.
Well, you know, it's. I thought I was thinking about that yesterday, and You know, Marcus works till late at night.
I know.
Yeah.
It's tough for him.
I know. He does have a full-time gig elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a friend who does radio down south, and he was out of radio for a while, like similar to Marcus. Mm-hmm. And it's because radio's hard. There's a lot of stuff to negotiate, including changing of ownerships and changing of management and so many
formats.
Right.
And minds.
Right. There's a lot of stuff.
Changing.
And he was just... He was beaten by it, and I was having this conversation with him, and I was like, you know what, though? You're really good at it. And I know that maybe you need a break, but you should really consider not letting it get to you the way it does.
Right.
And just doing it.
Right.
And he's back in radio now, and I was like, awesome.
Nice.
Not that our conversation did that, but
it might have, though.
But it was
sometimes
one of those
you need
things
people
where,
to tell you, like, this is worth it.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny because it's... especially at the very beginning, it is actually really hard to stay in it because you do have bills that you need to pay.
Yes,
and you are getting the shaft over and over.
Repeatedly.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean...
Without the Vaseline.
Right. Oh, my God. They're just not gentle at all.
Well, and that's why we say we're so lucky.
Right. Oh, my God.
Thank you, listeners.
It is. It's all about listeners who, you know, find something in certain people and they continue to support them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it isn't for everybody, but for the people that it is for, what a crazy great dream job.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say to him, but I was thinking, like, how many things are you good at? And right. That's not to be mean, but I mean, how many things are we good at? You know, there's things you
not
put
that many.
Thousands of hours into, and you find yourself going, yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can surf, but I'm not that good. You know, I'm 50.
I love it. I'll do it.
Yeah,
it's gonna
fun.
Be my little, you know. It's not even a side hustle. It's just a hobby.
Right.
You know, it's fun.
So yeah, that's. It's,
what station does he work for?
I don't know.
Is he here local?
No, he's in San Diego.
Okay. Mm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That wasn't the point. The point is, it's hard.
Right. Yeah.
And I would love to see Marcus doing it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about it yesterday on the Secret. By the way, yesterday's Secret Show, no one should ever
total
listen to
it.
Don't listen to it.
Don't listen to it.
Complete waste of your time and ours, actually.
It even starts with just like jaw-dropping grossness. Like, really. It's not for prudes, for sure, but it's also not for regular people.
Anybody.
It's really
you didn't air it, did you?
That's a great plug, guys. You know, everybody's gonna
did you air it?
Oh, of course I aired
he
it.
He did?
You know, people
was
are going to jump
comments?
Right out and listen to it now.
It was
now.
Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
I am embarrassed.
I am, too.
You should be.
We should. Oh,
yeah, I booed myself.
No, you should be, and he should be.
Vinny?
The rest of us were all Vinny. Like, oh!
Started that show off with a
you
doozy.
You know what? I didn't hear. I didn't. Brent,
yeah,
I'm going to have you play it for me. I missed the
best part, I think, of
our show. Just going on talking about something that...
He did to himself.
You do it to yourself. It's
don't
true.
Wear the cone because, well, we don't have it anymore.
That's
right?
True. We don't have it anymore.
Nope.
I don't know. What's the new threat?
There's no threat is that, you know, the rest of us hate you if you say that, you know. You cast out for the rest of the day.
The funny thing is, the first time we talked about that, I'm pretty damn sure it was on the regular airwaves like a million years ago.
Uh-huh.
And now we wouldn't even consider saying something
no,
like that.
No, God, not even to allude to it. And then, it just went on and on. Like, there were just, I mean, yuck.
What did?
That conversation.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not my part. That's when you girls took over.
Well, that's our job.
Right.
You say the gross thing and we get horrified. Act like we're so upset about it. Yeah, anyway, yesterday's secret show. It's a terrible one. Don't listen to it.
Yeah, you probably don't want to be eating while you're doing it.
No.
Just don't.
Just don't bother
just
with
don't.
It.
I was bummed we wasted our time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Total waste of time.
And we're wasting yours now talking about
no
it.
No one should ever. We should just delete that one, probably.
So anyway, what are you going to do this week? Are you raging?
I'm not raging.
What?
I told you I'm going to take it easy for a while. I mean, right. I'm going to play cards. Well, I might.
You're going to play cards without a Moscow Mule?
No, I will drink. I'm certainly not going to tie one on. You know, I'm going to take it easy.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of times I head into the weekend like, oh, I'm going to get obliterated. And then the next day I'm like, oh, why did I do that? Well, because you said you were going to.
Spend the next couple Dummy. Days recovering.
I know. I'm not going to do it. I want to get good night's sleeps. And I've just been really burning it at both ends, and it's caught up
catching
with me.
Up, yeah.
I feel like this cold really has set me back this week. It's just a lot. You know how it's not even that it's a bad cold. It's not even that bad of one. But it's there's like an exhaustion factor with it. Everything's just a little bit harder to do. It's a little bit harder to motivate. So I'm kind of excited. My brother and sister-in-law, who I usually spend all my time with, thank you. Shame. They have people in town.
Mm-hmm. They are something else. They've got
all their friends have come out.
Tons of visitors, huh?
It's incredible. So they have a couple out. It's their daughter's last weekend here before she goes back to school because they've all the kids have been on break. My son's going back to school next week too. And then, although we might not even play cards tonight because the friends that we normally play with, they feel like they might be coming down with something. Oh, so it may just be like a total little family night, which I'm grateful for. You know, it's good. What about you guys? What do you guys have planned?
Well, the plan was for me and Eddie If to go find some waves over the weekend.
But the waves are going to find you. They're humongous.
Yeah, high surf advisory, 25 to 40 feet.
Oh. Yeah, it's not even, well, it is that too, but because that'll calm down and tomorrow should be okay. But all the river's breached, so the water is
disgusting.
Absolutely filthy. Ugh. The water in front of my house is like has trees floating through it.
Oh, God.
Like it's heavy. It's gnarly. Yeah. The beaches are all strewn with trees and logs and whatever was washed away.
I went out into my backyard last night after because the storm was. I went out yesterday after getting home from work because the storm was. What was yesterday? Thursday. So I guess the storm was Wednesday night. I mean, it's just my little backyard. I'm like, oh my God. This weekend, that's one of the things I'm going to have to do is just clean up this branches everywhere and broken things. And all my porch furniture got blown off the porch. And I'm like, oh, my God. I can't even imagine what the beaches look like. I was thinking that if the waves today are going to be 25 to 40 feet, like I might want to go to the beach. Like just to see that.
It's neat to watch. It's the ocean is. But some people don't feel it. Like, you know, I'll get to the ocean and there's something. There's some. I don't know. For
you have an affinity there.
There's a pull, and I can sit there and watch that.
Right.
I can just watch that like a TV show.
Ocean Beach be that big, then?
Oh, my God, yes.
So that's where I should just go.
Well,
that's
you
easy
could,
for
yeah,
me.
Easily. Yeah, there's a power there that you just, I can't take my eyes off it. Mm. And I often try to imagine myself in that and think, oh, God.
Oh, that one would have got, that one would have killed me. That one I could have ridden right there.
I'm not coming out of that water alive. I mean, it's heavy when it gets big. So I'll probably drive the coast home just to look at it. But we'll see if it calms down enough. Maybe Eddie and I can go tomorrow. But he's doing shows we're talking about Eddie. He's in here today from 8 to 9, and he's doing shows in town at Rooster
Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale. That's tonight, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, Eddie's great. I really enjoy him. And Rooster Tea Feathers, I've never been to. I assume it's fantastic.
Of course.
Yeah, I've never been there either.
It's close to your house. Pretty close. Anyway.
Not really.
No?
Sunnyvale.
Well, it's a lot closer than it is to my house.
That is true.
I'll tell you what. This is just my own thought for the weekend. If you can strike mission in Tahoe is the move. Like
I bet you there's a lot of people doing that.
The weather, thread the storm, and get that snow. Hopefully you can get in and out without chains.
Well, if you head up today, you probably can. And then even if there's a little snow on Sunday, if you've got Monday off, you can just come back Monday. It's supposed to be nice. I'm actually kind of bummed. There's supposed to be one of these super blood wolf things on so a big
super blood
whatever
wolf
the
man.
Head I don't know what it is.
I knew what you were talking about.
There's a special blood title moon. For it. Do you remember last year there was a super blood moon or something?
Yes,
something there's extra words in it this time. I thought, you know, what do they have to make it more exciting because one just happened? Wasn't that like just last year?
Something like that. I don't really keep track of that stuff.
I guess it's on Sunday night, and apparently it's going to be, for North America, it's going to be completely full and completely covered. But it's supposed to actually cloud up on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll be able to.
Yeah, we have a chance. It's 80% right now. I'm looking
probably
at the weather as
we won't get to see it in this area, but most of North America will. And South America, too, apparently. So that's. I always like when there's big. It's a lunar eclipse, right?
Yeah.
The last one. And every time I hear that,
it's always
the
last one.
Man, it came up again.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? There's all these minor differences between them that make it worth screaming. It's the last one you'll see.
It's the last one in your lifetime.
Okay.
You Unless somehow technology steps up and we all get to live to be 300 years old. That'd be nice. Kidding.
Listen to you with a cold.
Oh, 317 says, FYI, Sarah, if you do go to the beach, the last few times I've tried to go to Muir Beach, the parking lot has been closed and all overflow parking was taken up. Consider Rodeo. It was a good show of the waves there last weekend.
The that's a Rodeo, I think, is the one where you park up at Miwok and hike in. It's a couple mile hike. We do that one often.
Oh.
That's pretty. But no, I was thinking more, I'll just go out to Ocean Beach.
OB is a great spot.
Drive out. It's not, doesn't make my drive home much longer.
I do that at least once a month.
Just drive straight out.
I drive out. I like the guys at Wise Surf Shop. I'm friends with them, so I say hi to them, and then I check the surf, and and then just drive down the coast home. Right. Wise.
Spelled like W-I-S-E?
Yes.
There you go. That's a surf shop.
You know what's trippy about that? Did I tell you about the book, Barbarian Days? It's this surfer from...
Yes.
He wrote a book about his travels through the 70s. He's a guy whose dad was a TV... He worked in the TV business and ended up in Hawaii. And so this boy, this young boy, moved back and forth a couple times from California to Hawaii. And his story starts with him being a howley, a white guy in a Hawaiian school where he was regularly having to fight to, I guess, I don't know, not stay alive. But that was the way it was.
Be able to attend English class.
Right. You are the outsider.
Right.
Young white boy. But his story goes from there about learning to surf and moving. Travel. This is before, well, clearly before 9/11. But he was able to travel the world surfing. And it's interesting. But at one point, he ends up staying here in San Francisco. And a big part of the book is about trying to handle the waves right off our coast here, which are as heavy as any place.
Right.
I live there. I quit surfing for basically 20 years. And when I moved to OB, I thought, I'm finally going to be able to get back into it. Because I didn't surf for a lot of the time I was in San Diego while I was doing what we just talked about.
Oh, the surf
saying
reports.
Yes to all the work.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't, all my friends were going, what are you doing?
Like, I'm going to work.
I'm working. I have to do this. I'm working nights or I'm working, taking shifts wherever they'll give them to me. So anyway... When I moved to OB, I thought I would, you know, take it back up. And OB is the heaviest beating you've ever had. And you find yourself going...
I always think about you saying you paddle in and you look back at the shore and you're a mile down the beach.
You're just tall. And you're not out yet. You're like 45 minutes had passed. I'd normally have ridden 20 waves.
Right.
And I'm still not out. And I'm miles from home. I probably should start walking back.
Right. I guess I should just float in.
So anyway, part of the book is about that, and the dude even mentions Wise in the book.
Oh,
funny!
It's they've been there a long time, and Bob Wise has been around San Francisco beach area for a long time.
Yeah,
very well known.
That's cool.
What about you, Hooman? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, before I get to that, I just want to tell everyone, go to the Alice 973 Instagram. I just posted a picture of all of us with Marcus because this Sunday is Disc Jockey Day.
DJ Day?
There's a DJ Day?
Yeah, there is.
Can you believe it?
Why would it be on a Sunday?
That's on January 20th. So
it's always the same. January
it's always
20th.
Wow, Hooman, have you lost like 50 pounds?
No.
Look how thin you look.
I know.
So
it's incredible. It's the black shirt. I don't know how I do it.
I got to see this.
I guess I just pimped myself out.
Hooman.
Thanks.
Well done.
Suck it in. Yeah. Chin down.
Can't even tell you're sucking it in.
You can't?
No.
Oh, you look amazing. You look like a beefcake.
Sheesh.
Ooh. Mr. Man needs to get a hold of you.
Abba.
You been lifting, dude?
Oh, snap.
Oh, this is a really cute picture.
Yeah, I like it. Everyone looks amazing, as usual. I'm just going to... So that woman, Sue, from Cliff Bar, I'm going to catch up with her since, you know, she's my old long friend. And I'm going to have lunch with some friends at noon, Financial District. And then I'm just going to see my mom tomorrow. So it's a mellow weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
Try and come to my house on Monday. if you can.
Yeah, I just messaged your husband. He said, it is true, we have canceled Sunday night. And he said, Patriots and your brother has friends in town, which you've already mentioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are they going to do with the friends? When are they going to make them stay?
I think they're going to make them watch.
Oh. I would think they'd be like, you guys can't watch with us. You're going to talk too much. Sorry.
Well, we're going to start, I guess, True Detective.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we're just going to watch Star Trek on our own, right?
Separately? I guess so. I don't know. We'll talk to them about it. It makes me sad, too, Hooman.
Makes me really sad.
Maybe we can get them to just watch it, and we'll pick it up afterwards, but we'll figure that out on our own time. In the meantime, oh, look at that.
Brynn's
just
now?
So good. He clearly got rid of something.
You're so good.
What did you do?
Brynn, you're so good.
Thank you so much.
None of us know what
you're doing. All right, KLLC, he got rid of it. Like, I looked over and I was like, oh, God, I got to, because the computer system is all new and there's all these steps you have to do to get. It's just, I mean.
There are some good things, though.
It's
the fact that it's on my side and I can take care of
it. He actually has access to the, he can fix everything. I look at him and I go, ah!
Well, I was getting ready to commandeer one of these screens, Brynn. I'm feeling pretty jealous. I got none, you got three.
I mean, I have way too many,
at one
actually.
Point, I'm going to have to, which one can you give up?
It's a little overwhelming for me, actually.
Sheesh.
Like, what's going on here? This is a huge workstation now.
I know.
I got no buttons.
It's so crazy.
I got no screens.
Our pets' heads are falling.
Enough. God.
KLLZ, KLLZ HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy Friday, you guys. Woo! We made it.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.